Hello, Bob Potter here from Sound Money Group. Many times people ask, what investments should I buy? What should I sell? And when? Those are all good questions, but there are some other things to consider first. One is, how much risk are you willing to take? Unfortunately, this is something that a lot of people overestimate. That's not surprising. Being a risk taker is a great old-fashioned American value. Bill Gates and Steve Jobs didn't build Microsoft and Apple by being financially timid. But when you're at or close to retirement, time is no longer on your side. You're much less likely to be able to earn your way back from a big slide. To answer the risk question, think back to how you felt when the market dived 3 times in the last decade. Was it water off a duck's back? Or were you pacing the floor at night sweating bullets? Did you sell most everything close to the bottom and swear off stock investments forever? Many of us are risk takers in bull markets. Far fewer can handle bear markets with comfort. A second question is, what role do these assets play in my life? Do you need to draw from them to meet daily living expenses? Do they help you buy the nice-to-haves but not essentials? Are they essentially mad money, or do you intend to pass them on to heirs and charities? The answer to that question can play a big role in how you invest the assets. In any case, you want to be a good steward of the assets, but if you rely on them for regular living expenses, you need to be very careful to find an appropriate balance between potential for future growth and loss of principal. Your age, health, and likely longevity are also key factors to consider. If you are investing for fun stuff or heirs, it can be smart to take a somewhat more aggressive approach. Once you have a firm grip on your risk profile and your financial plan, then you can start thinking about deploying your assets in a manner to give you the greatest probability of success, however you define success. To make investment decisions and security choices before having these questions nailed down is like heading off on a trip without a map. In the words of the immortal Yogi Berra, if you don't know where you're going, you'll wind up someplace else. Our mission at Sound Money Group is to take general principles like these and apply them with depth, detail, and specificity to your unique circumstances. We're only a phone call or an email away. This is Bob Potter wishing you the best.